Yeah. No. Welcome to another episode of Adam Copies. And today, Adam copied losing money gambling on securities.
I didn't lose quite as much as you.
Yeah, because you copied me in a...
That's traditional. You'd
never be like the winner, the right. Original.
You're copying shittier than Nick. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's jokes or if it's losing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast
before. For me, it was $1,100 and it hurts just as bad.
My friend got the Men in Black soundtrack in like fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I got it also, and he just stopped talking to me for like 6 months.
For having it?
Yeah, forget it. He's like, I got it first. You copied me.
Unbelievable. What if you wanted to listen to it at home?
Yeah. And it's mostly garbage.
Yeah. I can't think of a single...
I can remember the Wild Wild West song. Yeah,
it's all Stevie Wonder samples, but about aliens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. In theory, sounds all right.
The We Are the Men in Black song.
Oh, yeah. We are...
Space Jam had a good soundtrack. They had I Believe I Can Fly on there.
Everybody fuck me in my gay ass. I'm ready to get fucked in my motherfucking gay ass. And fuck me in my mouth. Ass.
I'm a gay guy.
Where's my phone?
All right.
I need my phone here. I'll be right back.
Oh, shit. You got an I can't find my phone type shit? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Nick's burning the incense. It feels like I'm in fucking Altar Boy again, dude.
Yeah, it feels like you're about to get...
No, Greek. See, Greek priests don't fuck their kids because...
Because they're asleep. Because they're drunk.
Well, yes, but they have wives. They get pussy. Greek priests get pussy, whereas fucking Catholics are so cheap they don't want to pay for kids and shit.
What are you doing?
The wire was tangled up, so now I can sit upright.
More comfortably?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm loving the incense, bro.
Yeah, no, it's
I'm
nice.
Thinking, I'm thinking I'm about to steal. The move when you were an altar boy was because they cut... In Greek Orthodox, you get square little pieces of holy bread. Mm-hmm. That means they throw the crust away.
Yeah.
Mm. But if you're around, brother, I ate so many crusts of holy bread.
As long as I can remember, I always wanted to be a wise guy.
Wow. What a racket.
They'd throw away the crust, so me and Paulie would go behind and eat them all.
And when you do, you dip that bitch in a little bit of that wine, it's so good.
The first time I saw Robert De Niro's character, I thought, that's the fattest guy I've ever seen. Everybody wanted to be him. He weighed 450 pounds.
Damn,
they had to create a custom Cadillac Rascal scooter for him to get around it. It cost $380,000. You made all the money stealing Panera Bread.
No, see, that's the other thing. Panera Bread, my brothers worked there. They throw a lot away. Mm-hmm. So if you work, you know how many fucking Toast Crunch bagels and fucking loaves, those fucking Asiago loaves and shit? My youth was spent with a lot of free bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done plenty of stealing food, but it was just not even cutting corners, just straight up stealing.
Nah, dude, there's no honor in that.
There was an Abba and Pan on my college campus that was just straight up free.
When we were in the joint, Paulie was able to take whatever he wanted out of the garbage. We were living like kings.
Good fellas, but they're just hobos.
Yeah.
Goodfellas, by the way, never throw Goodfellas on when you're just like I threw it on before I left for Baltimore 2 weeks ago, or whatever,
for your last supper.
It was my last supper. Yeah, my last supper. Uh-huh. And which is really good. I had a fucking steak. I made a steak. I made a baked potato. Mm-hmm. But that's and with the marinade was fucking.
But that's
gorgeous.
The old dude.
Anyway, I can still have a fucking steak and baked potato. I did go. Regardless, never throw Goodfellas on, because that shit will fucking suck you the fuck. It's so good.
It's weird. The last time I watched it, I was like disappointed by it, and I hadn't seen it. I mean, when I would watch it when I was like 15, like probably 15 years old was the last time I saw it.
Interesting.
And then I would watch it like every week.
Yeah.
From in between like 13 and 15, I'd watch that movie. Like, it's time to watch Goodfellas.
Yeah.
It's time to
Maybe there's something to you burning it out, because I've seen it maybe, you know,
Casino,
five times.
On the other hand, I can still watch whenever.
It's so good.
Casino is a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I actually, when I was like in my late teens and started buying DVDs, I bought Casino and not Goodfellas.
Mm.
And I would watch, I've seen Casino more than I've seen Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Wow. Yeah. I would say they're equal.
You know, I used to watch all the time. Was
Casino and True Romance.
The bangers. Bangers on bangers. True Romance fucking rocks cocky.
I used to love that movie so much.
I wanted to get pussy from a fucking prostitute or a gently used prostitute so bad.
You want to go see a kung fu movie? You want to get pie and see a kung fu?
By the way, that's just Tarantino getting no pussy, writing a movie about what if a hot girl wanted to fuck me?
Fucking Elvis guy.
Oh, God, no. You were a freaking prostitute?
Yeah, he loves Elvis. I forgot about that. That character has Down syndrome. Yeah.
You want to come back to my place to see my collection of transitional sunglasses?
Dude, speaking of Down syndrome, I saw...
Peanut Butter Falcon?
No, I saw something that did make me... Literally, it's funny that this made me think of Nick immediately. Mm-hmm. I was at Best Buy buying a Fitbit. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm tracking my steps, hitting my 10,000 steps. So, and it was the first time I'd been in like a big store like that. I think probably... since the pandemic. I mean, I've been grocery shopping, but I'm masked up and I'm waiting for them to retrieve my Fitbit I bought online. And a man with Down syndrome or some kind of, you know, mental handicap goes up to the register with, I'm going to say, like $50 worth of Reese's Pieces and like, I think, Nerds rope. And he's explaining to the, so already I'm fucking smiling, right? Thank God for the mask.
And that's that, charming.
It's beautiful. It's like, wow.
Now,
yeah.
With he had a mask on, presumably. How do you know
the
he wasn't? But he could have been a Chinese guy.
No.
You need the rest of the face to
you
put it together.
You can see the squat body.
Also, he was wearing sweatpants and women's
honestly,
like, thong flip-flops.
If Shane Gillis...
I'll be honest.
If Shane Gillis had a mask on...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he like, yeah, just...
I want to Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, let me get all the recent piece.
Like, all right. Sure. But there, I will say there was also something to this man's movements. And he also was, he looked grown and he had a chaperone with him. So all of things sort of clued me in.
Did I ever tell that story about working in the, well, go ahead, continue.
Well, so he, so then I'm like, well, that, you know, that's cute. That's awesome. Good for him. He's living. He's fucking living.
Yeah.
And then he starts explaining to the cashier that he got a $50 Best Buy gift card, and this is what he wanted to use it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that to me is that's awesome. That fucking rocks.
That's the most intelligent. What the fuck is he gonna get? Like a tenth of a microwave?
I don't know. Video game, something.
They don't play video games.
They don't?
No, of course not.
Not even like
immense.
Nick is tapping his head, by the way, everyone at home. Nick is arching his eyebrow and tapping his head as if to denote he has intelligence.
I would love to watch a retarded guy play Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. He would get so pissed.
Because me,
I got pissed.
I'm a genius, and I had, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
I don't get what those video game studios, like, how much goodwill do you think you have with people that you think I'm going to fucking invest upfront attention to this story?
It's crazy.
You know,
I don't get a gun until like 40 hours into the game.
When the rain came, and it's
okay. Well, this is going directly into the garbage.
So
it's a fucking video game.
I know it sucked.
They could probably play some Legos, a Star Wars.
Sure, Legos Indiana Jones.
Lego Indiana Jones is a masterpiece.
It's a good game.
It's one of the it's one of the rare instances when a derivative or you know like an adapted
a
media
spinoff.
Better than the original.
Than Indiana. You know what? I'm willing to agree with you because I did not like Indiana Jones that much.
I didn't either. And I've tried to, like that and Lord of the Rings as an adult. I guess I was an adult when Lord of the Rings came out. But I tried to, like, I'm like, because you know what? It would be nice to do drugs and sit and watch Lord of the Rings and be like, fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Whatever this gay shit is.
I've never seen those movies.
They suck.
They look fucking boring to me.
They're fucking boring, dude. They're like, boring.
Give me
movies.
The fight scenes. Cut the fight scenes into 40 minutes.
You can fight at the end.
If they were good.
And a couple quick magic fights.
If they were good, they were good by accident. Because fucking like Peter Jackson made that Hobbit movie.
Right.
Shot the whole thing in like 60 frames per second. Which is one of the biggest fuck-ups of all time.
It looked like shit.
It looks like...
soap opera?
It looks like absolute fucking dog shit. And it's such... Like, just shoot one scene, maybe.
Just see what it looks like.
And look at it and be like, is this cinematic?
Yeah.
Or is this incredibly fucking distracting? And it we should not do this.
I've never seen it. So that looks... It looks like... like HD smoothing.
Yeah,
type
it looks
shit.
Weird. I mean, yeah. like it's just fucking like moving Gandalf sashaying around the tiny house.
They
it
should shoot
like,
vampires.
It looks like
that.
Daytime television. Actually. Yeah,
honestly, they should shoot vampires like that.
Vampires?
Because you glide.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching.
Anyway, let me finish my story here. And this is going to sound like I'm making this up, but I see the guy like as he's talking and as he's about to be handed his candy, he's fidgeting with his pocket, and then I'm like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Mm-hmm. Truly, just such a hard dick. Mm-hmm. His dick was so fucking hard
for the candy.
For the candy, dude. I mean, what is the other explanation? Yeah. The person checking him out is an old lady. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was horny for her. Mm-hmm. He's with like his mom or sister or something, and he is wearing gray sweatpants and a huge, just big ass Down syndrome hard on, like a huge dick. He had a huge dick and he was trying to hide it. And I was just like, I'm like, thank God for this mask. Because I would have been like, I'm just like, I'm just taking I have to take a lap because I'm just like, I mean, his dick is hard as shit. Oh, yeah. Like I'm not joking. I don't know if my dick has ever been that hard in my life.
It's funny because it's like, you think like,
pointing up, dude, like up, like not out.
Parents that deal with like a kid with Down syndrome, they look tired. And you're like, oh, that must be like such a burden to have to take care of them. They're like, no, I've just I'm worn out from laughing. I'm all laughed out. I fucking by 3 p.m. I've been weeping for hours just because I went to make a sandwich. There's a dick print in the peanut butter. He fucked the peanut butter, which you would think would be, you know, it's like, thank God the dog died last year. Otherwise, I'd have to call up the vet, getting the medic,
run a rape kit.
Yeah. Oh man,
that would be funny if they did rape kits
for dogs.
For dogs,
yeah.
Check other dogs. Or I think people raped.
A little
dog.
Quiet there. Is that better?
Yeah, I think you sound good either way. Yeah, dude, it was fucking awesome.
That guy rocks.
He was awesome. He rocked. Absolutely. Yeah. Was properly masked up. You know? A good citizen.
Why put him in sweatpants?
I don't know. You think that's an error.
Because you're struggling with the pants, getting them on and off.
They were like, I think he's capable of putting his pants on.
It's also very funny.
They were thin and gray. They were specifically the kind of pants, if you want your penis to look good.
Style.
If you wanted your penis to look good, you would wear these sweatpants.
It's very funny to imagine the guy that was like, yeah, I'm gonna give Tina's son a $50 gift card to Best Buy for his birthday. That'd be funny because you can't just get him a car.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
I mean,
you
well,
could. You're
not.
Saying you can or you can't?
You can get him a card and not even put anything.
Nah,
in it.
You gotta get a present.
No,
and then
you look at the drawing.
Leave it up to the sister to make up what the words say inside. You just scribble. Mm-hmm. In and then send it. That's
you write in cursive. If you can read, Joseph, if you can read this without assistance, I will give you $4 million.
Just going up to your
and he's like,
your
this
stepsister,
card sucks.
Your stepsister, Tina, and handing her a card for her retarded son, being like, sorry, it's kind of last minute.
Yeah.
And then it's just scribble in the card. And then it's like, what? He's going to read it? He's like, this is what you got. My son is a card that you... I didn't have time to come up
I
with
didn't.
Anything.
What am I going to say to him?
What the fuck?
It doesn't make a difference anyway.
It doesn't.
So you want me thinking up 3 sentences?
He's sitting right there. Like, he's a fucking retard. The fuck am I going to write in the car?
Yeah. Clear understanding everything you said. 100% knowing what's going
on. He's got a job at the same place you work. you both work at fucking like Payless.
He's at the same level. Yeah.
Totally.
He's
you're
a lot.
You're like barely outselling
him. Yeah, he's in the front of the store. You're in the back. He's like, he doesn't understand inventory. Yeah. That's the difference between the two. Plus, I get pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here getting my dick hard for candy and Best Buy.
Damn.
Yeah. Tina thinks she's so special with her fancy retard boy.
Oh, this one can read.
Yeah.
Congrats, Tina. You fucking bitch.
She's always, that bitch is always going on. talking about? Oh, if he weren't retarded, he would be a genius. I got, if you're going to have a retard, this is the best
this
one.
This is the one to have.
This is the one to have. I wish they could cure it, just so I could see how dumb that fucking boy would be. Go up maybe 2 points. Shit, I got half of mine to find the cure myself.
I'm about the flowers for Algernon, this motherfucker.
I could do it. I could say I can't. Say I can't fucking do it. And that guy just like learns chemistry to make a cure for Down syndrome. Still working at Payless. Out of spite, he cures Down syndrome.
What would the cure be? You add a little bit, you take a little chromosome away?
Well, it's definitely not Nerd's Rope.
It's not Nerd's Rope.
No.
We've got a lot of anecdotal evidence to back that up.
Yeah.
Although maybe there hasn't been, you know, scientific, full clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
If you went in to every cell and chopped out a little bit of the chromosome,
that is a very sweet story. I'm incredibly endeared by it.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
Because the first part is
you
like,
never see a dick that hard, and you're like, awesome, man.
Initially, I didn't want to laugh at it because it's like, yeah, let him get the fucking candy.
Oh, no, but it's like, it's pure joy.
It's like, where's this going?
Oh, yeah. Totally. The hard-ass dick is where it really went into Disney movie territory.
Thank God there was a...
I was worried. Dick was hard.
Otherwise, I would have had a crisis of conscience.
Yeah. Schlegel used to have a bit about... Because he would volunteer with like the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like talking about... I wish I remember the bit, but he's just talking about like what... At the end, like I think maybe he worked with them and they got their paychecks, and every day they just wanted to go to 7-Eleven and just get like a fucking jug of like chocolate milk. And
yeah,
he's just like, they are living. Yeah. They're happier than you'll ever be in your life.
They have the diet of like Glaswegians.
Yeah.
And they eat like Highlanders. Yeah. No. It's just like all fried chicken and fucking macadamia nut cookies.
Respect. Mm-hmm. Big respect.
Yeah.
Dude, it was nice being in fucking Baltimore.
Yeah.
Back to my roots, dude.
Did you eat anything nice?
Not really.
No, yeah. There's nothing to eat.
No. I went on a little journey, a health and wellness excursion.
Yeah.
But I basically ate salmon and chicken thighs with broccoli.
I went to a restaurant the other night and got like a salmon summer green bowl salad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blew my mind.
It was good.
Because I've been fucking living off...
Making your own bullshit?
Making the shit that
Soylent?
I made. Yeah, just the awful food that I made.
Yeah.
And
you're fucking...
You know, I'm like,
hot tuna.
You know,
hot tuna soup.
I'm fucking, you know, you get one of the bags of pulled rotisserie chicken from Costco. Open that bad boy up. Let it sit in the fridge maybe a month past the sell-by date.
It's cooked. It's already cooked.
It's already cooked, but now it's dried out, you know, very rubbery.
Yep.
So you mash it.
Absolutely.
Put a little salad dressing on it.
Mash chicken and salsa with a side of peanut butter. Now, time to make fun of retarded people.
To the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would anyone listen to it, let alone pay for it?
Well. Yeah, man. I hit the fish market up. But yeah, I don't know. I accidentally got into Japanese shit while I was gone.
Like, accidentally?
Yeah, like, not on purpose.
I know. You don't have a lot of respect for those
I
people.
Do. I absolutely do.
Yeah.
But I got into Japanese shit non-anime division. Let me be very clear.
Oh, movies.
Books and music.
You're reading Japanese books?
Well, my friend had some Murakami books.
Okay.
And I read a couple of those, which were they were very pleasant, but the books that I read, it seems the whole point of the books is a guy gets friend zoned, but he still wants you to know he gets pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole vibe. He's like, it's a guy that loves a mentally ill woman. She doesn't want to fuck him, and he's sad, but he gets pussy from other girls.
But he's trying to get on that crazy pussy.
It's a guy who clearly Murakami has been rejected by like a lot of girls with BPD. That's the whole. Yeah. That's the whole vibe.
That's an artist kind of thing.
But I will say, very pleasant reads. There's one where Japanese people go to Greece. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's the answer. That's the it.
A couple.
Mm-hmm. You were looking for books where people go to Greece.
No, I didn't. What do I care?
And you're
been
like
to
a chink.
First of all,
we'll take a look.
First of all, they're the Japanese are famous tourists.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I've seen since my youth.
Yeah,
and maybe when I was seven, I was like, "What the fuck is this?" the first time I saw Japanese people with their fucking cameras and shit at the fucking Parthenon.
You know, it's weird. I guess I never saw a Japanese tourist. I just remember that stereotype from the movie Gremlins 2, where the Japanese guy is always like, "Oh, take a picture!"
Yeah. Right. I will say,
"Oh, take a picture."
Yeah. Oh, take a picture.
That's a classic.
I can't wait. Take a picture.
I will say that is.
I want to be the producer that was like, you know, like Gremlins 2 was done. They're like, "Yeah, let's put like a Japanese guy in here that's a stereotype."
I don't remember his role, but I will say there's Japanese people.
It might be one scene, and that is the only thing I remember from Gremlins 2.
Is that the one
is
where they go to the mall?
Is there a Japanese guy that's got like cameras hanging off his neck? And I remember as a kid being like, someone explained to me, they're like, they love taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's a joke about Japanese people.
Right, right. Is Gremlins 2 where they go to the mall?
It's like a TV, it's a mall.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
The very evil guy is back.
I barely remember Gremlins 1.
I just remember Mogwai never turns into a gremlin, right?
I remember
He stays
pure and good.
I remember the black one.
Mm-hmm.
The ghetto gremlins.
One. Yeah.
Spike?
No, wasn't it like Gremlins in the Hood or something?
Oh, that's Leprechaun.
Leprechaun, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I confuse those franchises.
Yeah.
I saw the original. They're very different, first of all, Adam.
They're kind of the same thing.
Not even close.
I don't know. They're scary movies about little monsters.
They're not, first of all, one is a pure horror comedy, Leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
The second is more heartwarming. It's about a boy and his fucking... It's about a boy and his little baby that he never wants to get pussy. I think Gremlins is an allegory for getting pussy. You turn into a gremlin once you get a little drop of pussy juice on your tongue after midnight.
You know, you can also give the gremlins smokable CBD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from CushyDreams.com.
You could also give them to kids legally.
Yeah.
You can give Cushy Dreams to kids?
I'm going
to
say that.
Yeah, if you want a high-quality CBD product that you can smoke up your fucking nephew, whether he has a mental disability or not.
You can smoke up your hard-up, you know.
Your hard-dick.
Hard-dick warrior fucking...
With Down syndrome, getting candy.
Yeah. You can give your kid a little shotgun, you know, hit a bomb.
Absolutely. Shotgunning is definitely...
You don't want to trust them with the Bic lighter.
The
so
most important
thing
is that you smoke your CBD because you can.
Because you can.
Which is the slogan.
Which is a very, very good-ass slogan.
From Cushy Dreams, and also the slogan of Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Eat your nerves, Rob, because you can.
Who's going to say shit to you?
Spend your $50 Best Buy gift card.
On Reese's Pieces. Because you fucking can, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking, I don't know about you fellas, but I love...
You know, be a
Cushy
nice story
dreams.
Is a story about a guy with Down syndrome that gets like a gift card, like some asshole relative gives a rich relative.
Mm-hmm.
He gives a retarded guy a $300 gift card to Best Buy for his birthday.
Yeah. Okay.
He's coked out of his mind.
Sure.
The sister's like, "Great, thanks." They take him there. The retarded guy doesn't know what to spend the money on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the exact right price for Alexa. Mm-hmm. And then it's a love story between...
The
retarded guy in Alexa.
Wow.
He falls in love with Alexa.
It's like a better version of her.
It is a better version.
A more likable protagonist.
Because
honestly, a more believable
her
version.
Her requires
too.
All of this like extra stuff. And he's like, "Alexa, I love you." And she's like, "It's 73 degrees outside." And he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna kiss you." And it's that for, you know, maybe 90 minutes.
Yeah, and he's trying to find Alexa the whole time, but she's invisible.
Get out of there, he says.
Somewhere.
Get out of the box.
Come out of there. And then eventually he fucks the...
He fucks the
Echo speaker.
The Echo Dot.
And afterwards, how does he relax? With some high-quality Cushy Dreams CBD.
Nerds Rope and Cushy Dreams.
Cushy Dreams.
That's a good dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's also Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, for sure. He would love that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Murray.
when you bring me out, can you call me Joker?
Sure thing, Joker. Anything you want, Arthur. Now, we have a very special boy here tonight. Get a load of this clown. Get a load. Here he is in the Amazon Echo aisle at Best Buy. Trying to have sex with one of the machines.
Uh-huh. You know what? If that's what Murray did...
Murray, you made fun of me on the show and everybody laughed at him.
I'm sorry, Arthur.
If that's how he actually behaved, then he should die.
Yeah.
If it's a show where you bring retarded people to mock them on TV,
that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. I wasn't retarded.
Yeah, it's borderline.
Now I think
as a society, we have to draw a line somewhere. Who's protected and who's not?
The Joker character was a mentally disabled man.
Yeah, he was neuroatypical.
Because he didn't smoke enough cushy dreams, which ships legally to all 50 states.
That's right.
Join the group of adults who are sick of vape. That's such a fucking... Join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD.
I hate the group of adults. That's join the group that I'm in.
Gentlemen, welcome to the group of adults.
Welcome to the group of adults. The extraordinary group of adults.
Welcome to... We got tired of eating gummies and looking like retarded people at Best Buy. There has to be a way to smoke the CBD. Tired of looking like I have Down syndrome. It's not my fault I have a permanent erection. Because I took too much Viagra during the filming of Entrapment.
Oh, he took Viagra just to be hard?
Just to impress.
So J-Lo would know?
I was trying to steal Catherine Zeta-Jones away from Michael Douglas.
Is he still alive, Sean Connery?
I think so.
We had sex.
Unfortunately.
Is this what you want, Catherine? You want me and Sean to have sex? No? Well, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. Me and him fucked. Don't you understand that? You see what I'm saying? We met up and we had sex. Mm-mm. The attention to detail is noticeable.
By the way, Catherine.
By the way, in every beautiful flower. Smoking your CBD is the most efficient and quickest way to deliver CBD into your ass.
That's true.
Does not get you high. It's independent lab testing shows compliance and purity. Click here for the results.
Why are there links in ad copy?
That's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. We'll click the link.
Yes, we had sex.
I fucked his ass.
I fucked Michael Douglas in the ass.
While smoking some Cushy Dreams pre-rolls.
Grown in California and Oregon, the good trouble states.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. Mm-hmm. Alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things.
That's right.
It mixes well with other things you can smoke. Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. They take the artisan approach. I don't know. I got back into smoking this shit. It's nice.
It is legitimately nice.
I love just
I'm out of
just
cushy.
Blasting coffee in the morning, getting myself really fucking wired, feeling like absolute dog shit, and then fixing it with different drugs.
With CBD, with high quality CBD from Cushy Dreams.
I used to when I was in my drinking days. The fucking that 11 a.m. to noon switch where you go from too much coffee to when the boozing starts.
Little fucking whiskey.
And the booze and the coffee do the like arm wrestler.
Yeah.
The globe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, you get like 20 minutes where it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where it's the best.
Where you found your cocktail.
And then the alcohol starts winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one day I was in some museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I had drank too much coffee, and then I started drinking beer in the museum cafe.
Respect. Mm-hmm.
And I started getting a little drunk.
Getting drunk off $11 museum beers?
Yeah. And I was like, this is great.
This rocks.
This is fucking, it's a perfect morning.
I love culture.
I'm a genius. I'm an intellectual, and I'm trashed.
Mm-hmm.
Just going up to women like, you know, you ever look at this painting?
What's up, bitch? You ever talk about Picasso?
The museum. Get away from
at the, like, Natural History Museum, talking about paintings.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Where the fuck? Where are these gay ass rocks here?
And Frank, her diary. I've read it. So.
get away, Masha. Come with us, please. Sir, do not talk to my daughter. She's not allowed to have sex with anyone but me. Only I will have sex with my daughter as part of a lease agreement. With, if you want to fuck my daughter, it's 12-month lease on the pussy. We need first and last month. And
security.
40 times income.
100% hand trim. Never machine trimmed.
Right.
Organic farming practices. Selection includes indoor exotic strains.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So the indoor Indian girl's titty is one of the strains.
It's my favorite strain. Yeah. You suck on it.
Indian gamer girl titty.
Wow.
It's one of their indoor exotic strains.
It's pretty exotic.
That's me smoking some of that.
I get like 15 emails a day from either Donald Trump or his son.
Really? Why?
I don't know. People sign me up for like every single campaign.
Oh, that's a good prank.
Yeah.
That'll really get on your nerves. Huh?
Well, the rest of them you just mark as spam and then you never get them again. But
you want to get Donald's.
The Donald ones are very funny.
What does he say?
I mean, I got one earlier today because I don't ever click
what
on them.
Actually, what Donald says is to go to cushydreams.com. K-U-S-H-Y.
Officially sponsored by Donald Trump.
Officially, and use promo code
COMPTOWN. You know, right? They've got drugs, and then they've got this, and it's like for white people. Mm-hmm. It's weed, but it's for white people.
That's right.
And you don't have to, you don't, you know, you're not going to go to jail. You can do whatever, when you're a star, you can do any drug you want. Smokable flower, three lines, private reserve, ultra premium, premium. They come in eights, whatever. You go to the website.
Yeah, just go to cushydreams.com.
Just go to K-U-S-H-Y-Dreams.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't go to C-U-S-H-Y-Dreams.com because that is child pornography. It's fat 8-year-olds.
Okay. Yeah. And we didn't send you there.
They should have checked.
They should have bought that one too.
They should have made sure because C-U-S-H-Y is morbidly obese 6 and 7-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going
getting
taken to town.
I see.
Wow.
That's gross, huh? at checkout, use promo code COMETOWN for 20% off your first order. Smoke your CBD because you
Can. You fucking can, bitch.
Yeah, that shit is, it's nice.
It is, I know. Nice. I've been off, I haven't even fucking had caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't.
And I haven't smoked weed, but I think I'm going to dabble with the CBD train.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fucking Fitbit that tracks my sleep, and I don't get very good sleep, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm back on the CBD train, I suppose. I don't know. I'll dabble. Maybe I'll start smoking weed again.
I need to find a new drug.
Take a ride on my fantastic penis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But so I read more comic books, and then I also have been getting into some fucking Japanese, like, some piano-type music. I was getting into instrumentals, and I came across a guy named Shigeo Sakito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That guy's got bangers, dude.
Sean McCartney recommended, or Sean
McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Who's Sean McCartney?
From the Beatles.
From the Beatles, yeah. Right. Yeah, the Irish Beatles. Man. Yeah, the Irish invasion back in the 60s. You know, come on, girl, I want to get you pregnant. And I can't do anything about it.
I want to hit. I want to punch your face.
I want to work as an electrician and knock you up 30 times. I want to make it. I want to destroy your body with children before you're 30.
Recommended? Sean?
Yes, this book, The Godfather of the Kremlin. That's fucking wild.
Oh, interesting.
Have you read it, Adam?
No.
Oh, you just said
Mario Puzo.
You just said it knowingly.
I thought you were going to say The Godfather.
No.
And then I would have been like,
I honestly might read The Godfather.
Seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard the book's not very good, but I have not read
it. You know, Michael Corleone was supposed to be a big blonde guy?
Wow.
And fucking Al Pacino's a little ass fucking dark.
Wait, what do you mean he was supposed to be a big blonde
guy? In the books, he's a big blonde wop.
Wow.
Like Dolph Lundgren?
Like, you've seen those big blonde Italians sometimes.
Dolph Lundgren just being
that's
like...
That's kind of a northern...
I'm actually going back home to join my family's business.
Yeah.
She's just doing karate the whole movie.
There should have been more karate in The Godfather.
Yeah, I was in the army for a while. I learned karate. You know, during the war, I went over and I did karate against...
I did karate. Mm-hmm.
They needed a guy to do karate.
To do karate. Yeah. Christopher Walken might have been the right age, huh? To play him?
Yeah, I can't do young Pacino. Mm. I can't do pre-screaming Pacino.
Of course.
Yeah.
Screaming Pacino is too good, easy. But young Pacino, he's subtle.
Everybody wants me to do karate. That's not even good either. That's just screaming.
It's fine, dude.
It's enough.
It's enough. Yeah. Give the fucking piggies their slop.
How about this?
Yeah, there it is. There's a fresh ladle.
Michael Douglas Corleone.
Corleone. That's good. That's
good. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll do one impression.
Michael Douglas Corleone. How did it take us so long to get here?
You come to me. Wow. My daughter's
one. Wow. Is Jeff
and
Goldblum?
You don't even suck my dick. Maybe. Yeah, maybe you can
go. Maybe
you don't even have the courtesy to suck me on my penis. Yes, yeah. Mm. I was wondering, maybe we could put your penis in my eyes.
See ya. Yeah. See ya. Don Goldblum.
Don Goldblum. They come into my shop every day and they fuck me in my ass. Every morning it's fucking, 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 and they leave me and I'm filled with cum. Have you tried calling the police? The police don't care about sexual assault. They only care about making sure Wall Street is something.
They are here to protect the private property, not Italian assholes.
To be honest with you, no, I didn't even bother calling because I saw a thing on Instagram that said don't.
My whole sexual history will go on trial.
I used to be a slut, Don Goldblum.
I shouldn't have been wearing.
I was wearing a little tight suit. You could see my balls. Well,
yes, I was on the Seeking a Range.
Oh no, Don Goldblum thinks they have
a porn. Very antiquated.
Come here asking for a favor and you're wearing a gimp costume. You've got on a thong. You're wearing assholeless pants. The top says, please rape me. These are the only clothes I could afford.
I come over from Italy.
Because of my family, we come here and we don't have any money.
It's what I wear on the boat for Italy.
That would be genius.
I'll tell you what I do. I'll lease you new clothes for 780% interest back. Don Goldblum, thank you. But if you don't have the money, guess who's being turned out? We're going to take you to a whorehouse, and then you'll be raped all day long, every day. And I'll sell you to the boo, because it's not a good mafia movie unless they say the
end. They say it once.
Yeah, you have to put in the script.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this
book. They should do it in like a completely throwaway manner.
Yeah.
Like just a scene, like just insert a scene in the Goodfellas where fucking Ray Liotta comes downstairs and then the toast is burned and he's like, what the hell is this? Boop, toast. Just goes right back.
You got
it. It goes right back to the rest of the movie.
There's no reason
reason for the scene.
No. Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is this? Boop, toast.
Yeah. He wakes up. He gets a call from Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm coming right away. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's going to get into his car, but no. We take a stop to the kitchen where he picks up the toast.
We got
to
do toast in the car.
And then it cuts to him eating.
So busy.
And then it cuts to him getting coffee with Robert De Niro at a different location.
Yeah.
He's going to a food place.
Toast. He's getting breakfast.
Yeah. He's going to a diner.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. God damn.
I have no penis.
You have no
penis. Please, Adonna Goldblumer, I have no penis.
Maybe we could do some illegal online gambling.
Okay.
At mybookie.ag, the premier illegal sports book.
Sounds legal to me.
Totally unauthorized. Mm-hmm. Primus, totally. I love that. There was like a thing with like strategy guys. Is it like fucking Nintendo is going to be like, fucking don't tell people how to beat the game.
Do not tell them how to cheat at a game they already bought.
We're it's unauthorized. Absolutely, completely unauthorized.
It's fucked up.
You're a fucking.
You're gonna go to jail.
You're gonna have sex with a guy in prison.
This might make you gay. Beating Zelda might make you gay.
You might become a girl.
You're a girl. They're gonna turn you into a girl.
So I walked past a store the other day. They just had on the window. It's like transition with style.
It's like, are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
God damn.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
it's
that.
It's women's
just
clothes.
Preying yeah. on like people that are already struggling through transition.
The thing is like,
get ready to be a woman. You're going to be sold all this shit.
Well, what other point is there?
I guess that's
true. It's not like isn't the whole idea that they can go shop at any store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a genderless store in Manhattan. Do you see that place?
No.
It's like no gender fashion.
Yeah, but they
store.
Still just sell shirts and shorts and fucking
yeah,
dresses.
Yeah, it's all the same clothes.
There's just no sign that says women's.
It's mm-hmm. branded as you could be a guy or a girl.
Which is every clothes.
Which is all the clothes, right?
Well, it's a new season.
That's also what fucking Burlington Coat Factory is like.
And Antonio mm-hmm. Brown is on the Raiders.
Yes.
No, but fucking Hollywood Brown is on the fucking Ravens. I'll tell you that much.
Take it away, boys, while I
a
piss.
The Oakland Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders are 2-0.
So congratulations. Do you feel hometown pride?
To my hometown. I was just there this weekend.
Adam is actually up $4,000 because he bet on the Las Vegas Raiders.
I bet the house on the Raiders. And
beating the Saints. He took the money line.
We beat him in Monday Night Football. And now I'm fucking rich. Let me tell you something, guys. Mybookie.ag, what a website.
Awesome website.
It's a website. It's not an app.
Or an app or whatever it is.
Well, whatever it is.
It's a great gambling destination. And what we like about mm-hmm. it is how easy it is to put money into it, mm-hmm. to wager.
Right.
Whether that's NFL games. We've got the NBA final. We've got the Western Conference and Eastern Conference finals going on right now. We're going to have the finals coming up.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is you want to bet on,
yeah,
mybookie.ag has that.
You can really bet with style there. You know, I like to load it up, put on a white tuxedo, bow tie, eye patch, like I'm a guy like facing off against James Bond.
Absolutely,
right?
You put green felt on your dinner table,
exactly,
and pretend you're playing poker.
And then I put my cell phone down and I bet the house.
You bet the house,
and I always win. That's the thing about mybookie.ag.
You're guaranteed to win every bet you place.
You always win, and up to $1,000, they'll match your deposit.
That's right.
That's a win for me.
That's a win.
I would only recommend the service to my listeners. It's been good to me. That's why mybookie is always the right play. You bet, you win, they pay.
They pay, motherfucker.
They pay. We're not going to pay.
Are you familiar with how casinos and gambling works?
Yeah.
You pay, you win, they pay.
That's how it works.
Have you ever heard of somebody's life being ruined mm-hmm. by gambling?
It is a
Never
terrible,
once.
It is a terrible industry mm-hmm. to get into
It
for
doesn't
them
make any sense for them.
Because they're just giving
they're
money
They're losing
away.
Money. But
Left
guess what?
Right.
They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business.
That's right.
This is true. They'll suck your dick.
They'll suck your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You log on to mybookie.ag.
They've got the most rewarding player perks in business. And for you fantasy guys out there, mm-hmm. they actually have a Chinese woman that will suck your cock.
Yeah, and she'll fan you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll fan you while you place your bet on the mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns.
You can even mm-hmm. bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
Wow.
Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code COMETOWN to activate the offer.
Wow.
Let's visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, MYB. MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo
That's
code
not how you spell bookie.
Oh,
you
said K-I-K-E.
Yeah, why'd you put
my bookie?
I guess.
Wait, can you back up 1 second? How did that?
I'm sorry. It's M-Y-C-O-O-N-K-I-K-E.
No, it's not. That's definitely wrong. Sorry. These are all slip of the tongue.
It's all, you know, because it's not, Cumtown is in there. I have dyslexia.
Yeah, sure. Nikki's
there's
dyslexic.
No K in Cumtown.
Yes.
It's M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E.
There's a C in Cumtown, and when I read Cumtown, my brain, because I'm always like, I process information.
I know that, dude.
Yeah, we
so
know
I see
about
Cumtown, and it's just, now it's just C-O-O-N. It goes
that's
quick.
Not, no. Stop spelling that. Stop, you know.
What are
that's
you
the
talking
first time
about?
That's ever happened.
But Spike Lee says it all the time.
Don't spell it. Don't say, see now. Listen, we now know. You're admitting that you're thinking the word. It's not a dyslexic thing.
Because listen, Adam's wearing a hat. Spike
Lee's not
wearing
a hat. He's wearing headphones.
At one point in the last week or so, I remember seeing him wearing a hat.
That's not true.
And Spike Lee wears hats. I was thinking of Spike Lee.
A lot of people wear hats.
Words that Spike Lee uses. And I'm
he doesn't even
ad.
Particularly say it that often.
I don't know.
It's
not
like
just
trademark words.
Spike Lee has used it once or twice while describing somebody
publicly.
Adam has worn hats. I'm reading an ad. It's just it kind of comes together.
Listen, okay. We know that it is
just
a
for
gross,
the record.
It is a gross double standard that society allows Spike Lee to say that word,
yeah.
But you're not allowed to say.
I
that
will
word.
Not go that far.
Or
actually.
Even spell.
I do not agree with that.
Well, that was your idea,
and I think we should kind of move past end the read, and you know, just move past.
I don't think Jay-Z should get his own lane on the highway.
Okay.
Yeah, how about
the
that?
Hove, yeah.
That's what, you know, you were talking about double standards.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Now,
only,
I agree.
I would
you.
Love to do like just an awful stand up set and be like, I don't think Jay-Z should get his own lane on the highway.
Yeah, just keep waiting yeah,
and then,
for people
and,
to laugh.
And then if they do laugh, be like, also, I should be able to scream. If he can say it.
If he can say
he's
it.
He's just yes. fucking speeding, driving willy-nilly,
saying the
boop,
word loud.
I can't. I'm sitting here in traffic. I got more of a need for it.
I thought
I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic while this fuck, boop, he's driving.
That is how it
works. First set.
He calls him that?
First set after quarantine. Yeah. The comedy clubs
getting
are back.
Getting back out there.
My bookie online today. That's my bookie.
Comedians are taking it to
don't
the
forget
street.
To use the promo code Cumtown when mm-hmm. creating your account to claim the bonus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love gambling.
I mean, goodness.
That's good, man.
I love the idea of a switcheroo. You think it's going to just be like a dog shit bit, and right. then it's actually horrifically obscene.
So racist.
Yeah.
So racist.
That's actually...
I did that. Bad. I did that with Matt Stovall at an open mic one time. I didn't have the courage to do it, so I like wrote him a set basically that was just like the fucking hackiest jokes.
Yeah,
it was like 4 minutes of the hackiest jokes we could write, and then just like a horrific thing at the end about like I was helping my son with his homework, just like super clean, like bullshit about like helping his son with his homework or whatever, and then so I'm helping with history. And they're doing a World War II segment, and they got pictures from the camps in there. And it's like, I mean, folks, can we talk about this? Like, Jesus Christ, those Jews had small dicks. I don't know. That's just something I'm thinking about. But, I mean, I'll see you later.
Just, like, that's awesome.
Went up and did it. It's so...
Yeah.
The people were all like confused because it's like the first part of the set. He was like talking about how his wife just had twins.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, these fucking Jews.
Yeah.
And their little ass Holocaust
yeah.
dicks.
Yeah. It's funny. And now that I think about it again, I enjoyed it a lot.
That's good.
Yeah. No one knew what was going on. That's I mean, no one was paying attention.
Right.
You know, it was just this, like, let's just, instead of working on our acts.
Right.
Instead of becoming better comedians, let's just waste our time.
yeah.
4 hours.
We waste our time, might be one of the only mics for a couple days.
Yeah.
Let's not work on anything.
Let's just fucking, let's do one for us. Yeah. And by us, I mean me.
Yeah. Yeah. You just peer pressuring Stovall, who's definitely trying to work on his act.
Yeah.
While you did something. Yeah. While you actually.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
All right.
Shouts out to Stovall. A good guy right there, Matt Stovall. Yeah.
He was one of my first like comedy buddies.
Yeah.
Me and him used to hang out.
Shouts out to the good old High Tops
him,
days, man.
Samson McCormick. Keith the comedian.
Oh, Samson, yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence Owens.
Keith?
Yeah.
Fuck,
Keith, Keith just started using his real name, which I don't know. I just know him as Keith the Comedian.
But, I think I know him, but yeah, I don't know him as Keith the Comedian.
Yeah, me, him, and Samson used to hit mics and shit.
Nice.
Back in probably, what, like 2005.
Wow.
Yeah.
God damn. Nobody knew who fucking Obama was yet.
The Bush years.
No idea how bad things would get.
I remember one guy, he did a bit in 08 about the Iowa caucuses, and he was like, and Hillary's going to win the cock ass.
That's
I mean,
funny.
Why is it called the cock ass? She's getting some cock in her ass. Mm. I was just like,
that's pretty funny.
And Elvis was with me at this open mic, and we're just applauding.
Which open mic?
It was at Irwin's open
he
mic.
He went the cock ass cock direction, ass. Not the cock kiss direction.
No, cock
at EJ's Landing.
Yeah. EJ's Landing, bro. Yeah. It was this old guy, I don't remember, Martin something. Just awesome. Just an old white man. Did a couple of open mics for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's seared into my memory.
Just for living life.
For cock ass. And he did that, by the way, every time I saw him. he did cock ass.
Months later.
Respect.
God, what an embarrassing thing to have done. Comedy.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going back. I'm fucking, I don't even know. Dude, honestly, nature gave us an out. And part of me's like, take it. Don't do stand up ever again. But I don't know, man.
Well, it's funny. It's because like I feel like
I think I'll just be bad.
If everyone just waited until everything was done and then they reopen the clubs, whoever has the capital to reopen the clubs, then it could survive. But they're going to push the outdoor show thing.
Then it's going to
People are going to hate it because comedy is just going to be associated with these dog shit outdoor shows. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be the outdoor shows that kill it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's that quote about Nixon? It's the recipe is worse than the dessert.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the ingredients are worse.
With the pudding is worse than the frosting.
The details taste better than the recipe. That famous quote.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Shouts out to fucking Dick Nixon.
The devil is in my penis.
My penis can't get hard.
I must be sucked.
My cock has to get sucked.
God damn it, I just want my... That's like, what if there's just a shit ton of tapes?
That'd be
awesome. If Nixon had like a laptop, if they had that back in the 70s, and he's like, well, what do I want to beat off today? What am I going to jack my dick to this afternoon, Chester?
He's an incredibly paranoid man. So he recorded himself masturbating.
Is the door locked? Make sure the door's locked. All right, it's time to look at pornography on my laptop.
I'm going to look at pornography.
Here I go.
And put a pen in my ass.
www.cushydreams. .coon.
No.
Not to be confused with cushydreams.com, because that's child pornography.
This is a different website.
It's not child pornography.
And it's racist.
It's racist pornography.
Racist pornography.
What was Mrs. Nixon looking like?
She was fire. No. She was
actually. I will take this back. I actually don't think Nixon fucked. He was a Quaker, but he wasn't cool. Like he was a Quaker, but he wasn't chill. You know how hard that is. You don't fight. You don't do shit. Although, wait, he was a Quaker. He's out there bombing fucking Laos and shit.
Well, that was the Jew that made him do it.
That's true.
Old Hank.
You Laotian boy, ain't you? I got to rewatch King of the Hill.
You do. It's on Hulu, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking fly through that bitch.
I know your kind.
No, you Laotian boy.
You a Laotian boy.
Yeah. Shouts out to Cotton. Damn. Cotton's wife could get it. That cartoon.
Yeah.
I would love to fuck Cotton's wife. I would love to fuck Luann, obviously.
I sell gay sex and gay sex accessories.
What accessories do I sell? He asked. I was just watching an episode where they put him in the All Asian Country Club because Tiger Woods wouldn't visit unless they had one non-Asian, and to test the Asian guy about whether he actually wanted to be friends, he asked him what accessories do I sell, and he could not come up with it.
Oh my gosh,
he couldn't remember.
I'll sell pussy and pussy accessories. I would love
Yeah, it was a little Indian summer today.
It was really nice out.
Has it been cold here the last couple of
weeks? Yeah, it was
cold. Oh, really?
Yeah, it like broke out. It's fall.
Damn.
Right away.
I missed that shit. Yeah. It was kind of, it was kind of hot down.
Thinking about doing my yearly tracksuit purchase.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You should go Juicy Couture Velour.
Yeah.
Like a Jewish girl in 2003.
Yeah.
Don't try and take that off for Jews.
That's what
everybody was cracking those shits back then, dude.
Well, I just remember them at, you know, with the Uggs.
Of course.
The bad attitudes.
Ugh.
I was back home visiting my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what do you want to watch? And we were on HBO. I said, let's watch Bill Maher. Let's see what that's all about.
Yeah.
It's so funny what that is now.
What's he up to?
He's just so fucking defeated. Like,
really?
Yeah, his monologue was great. It was great watching it with my dad, but he was just like, yeah, because the fires, they say it's not safe to go outside for sensitive groups. So that excludes millennials.
Oh, my fucking God.
And my dad just turns to me and goes, that's quite right. That's quite right.
Millennials are like 67 years old.
I know. Millennials are old.
We're 31. We're not even the old. We're not the oldest.
Millennials
ones.
Are in their 40s now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's like once something makes it to those mother, like once a certain group knows, like woke has been dead for years because everyone knows it.
Gen Xers are all dead. Yeah. They all died in 9/11.
Yeah.
They were all in the towers.
Yeah, from AIDS.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And except, from moshing.
Yeah.
They love moshing.
Yeah, they got it too into moshing.
They love moshing and then what else? Jean jackets.
Moshing and joshing.
Moshing and joshing.
That was Kevin Smith's first movie.
That's true.
So a couple guys they're on their way to a Pantera concert.
Mm.
And they're in the van and they're, you know, like having really just really cool conversations.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like Indiana Jones. How come we never see the museum?
Where's the museum? Is he even a fucking archaeologist?
He's a professor, but we never see him teaching a class.
Yeah, what college?
And the other guy's like, he's teaching a class in the first scene.
Yeah. It's like immediate. That's where they get him from.
That's where they start.
That's the beginning.
He's like, yeah, but why don't we see it? And he's like, what are you talking about?
I just said that we see it.
And he's like, my girlfriend sucks
100 guys. 100 black guys. He was edgier in the beginning. They were all black. Like, yeah, I'm racist.
I'm just pissed off. I can't remember the details of that movie because I'm mad about my girlfriend sucking too many cocks.
You understand, of
so
course.
What's your dude with your name's like Dante or something? That's fucking weird. I guess people have weird names.
I saw him at an airport in LaGuardia.
Kevin Smith.
How's he looking?
He's looking thin, actually.
He lost weight,
but honestly, he's got a little bit of the neck, the used to be fat guy neck going on.
The turkey neck.
And if he can't get rid of it, then what chance do I have?
No, we're gonna get.
I have to stay fat.
You're gonna look like Roger Ebert,
dude. No, Roger Ebert had no fucking jaw.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna look like.
Why? From not being fat?
No, from your multiple mouth surgeries.
I'm not gonna get mouth surgery.
You already got one.
I did.
Stavros has a tooth, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we've acknowledged this yet, but you're looking incredibly handsome. I didn't know.
Thanks, bro.
I didn't really realize how bad of a look it was. To be considered from you.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny look.
You're a fucking Adonis now.
Dude, thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite impressed with the job they did.
I didn't even notice your tooth was missing, to be honest with you. I saw the Instagram post and people talking about it, and I was like, well, this is news to me.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You didn't know I didn't have a tooth the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when you're so attracted to a person, you probably just smelled my pheromones and were under a trance.
I'm anosmic. I can't smell pheromones.
What's anosmic?
That's why I'm
sounds like a kind of like a Jewish guy from Persia.
It's when you can't smell.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
You can't smell?
It's a nose, Mick.
That's what it is. It Irish nose?
No, the root of the word, it's a means not.
No.
No. Nose is Greek for nose.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Mithi means nose in Greek.
And then Mick is the way you add things to words to make them mean stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Mithi is Greek for nose, dude. Mm. It's not nos.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. I'm going to challenge on that. I'm going to go ahead.
Why don't you challenge this fucking prick?
Schmidt.
Yeah. Why don't you challenge this fucking prick Adele?
He's going to use a lifeline. He's calling his sister, who's got a retarded son with a giant penis. Hey, Tina. It's Mike. Hey, what's up? We don't have much time here, so I'm going to get through it. A retarded person's penis is A, 13 inches long, B, 15 inches long, C, 2.5 feet long, or D, they don't have penises. Okay, I'll see you at Uncle Steve's funeral, Dave. Come on, Tina.
I'm on the show, team.
I'm about to win $50. I need you to answer this.
Please, this guy that
I'm down to my last lifeline.
This black guy that sounds like Regis is going to give me $50 if I know the answer to this question.
This is my last lifeline. I've used all of them. It's the first question. Yes. The $50, he can get him more nerds rope. I don't give a shit. Just help me out here. Pull it out. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, you ran out of time. I'm sorry. I'm just, this is really stressful for me because I've seen his penis, but I've never measured it. And I'm trying to think, you know, the dog's mouth is probably, you know, it's like, what am I allowed to, can I use my phone and look up the size
length
of
a dog's mouth?
A Skippy jar. How much the depth of a Skippy jar? No, you can't. Can someone from the audience yell it out like Price is Right?
Nobody do that.
Nobody do it. In fact, I think that was already one of the lifelines. I think that's kind of how the show is structured. There was an Ask the Audience. And we had to sort the kinks out of that because some guy would always vote the N-word.
Somehow. He figured out how to hack it.
We could never find it.
He rewrote the code.
And 1% said the N-word. And then you cut to the audience and you're like, wait, it's anonymous. So we don't know who's doing this. One guy that just looks like Dick Dastardly. He's twirling a mustache. He's got a monocle. It wasn't me. I said Pluto.
Dude, when the audience got it wrong, that was so fucked up.
I was one of the people that said Pluto. Certainly not the N-word. Okay, why are you looking over your cape? Why are you holding a cape in front of your mouth? Because I have coronavirus.
You guys ever have any clothes from the Regis collection?
No.
Bro, I loved the shiny
ties.
I had
a Donald Trump tie.
Nah, dude, it was all about the Regis collection. I had the shiny shit, dude. Mm-hmm. I was looking gorgeous at fucking St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church.
I also had a Jerry Garcia tie I got from my dad.
Yeah. That's a pretty Jewish thing to do.
I don't know. My dad wasn't even a deadhead.
Oh, wait, your dad made the tie?
His dad was a tie maker.
No, he bought it at Macy's.
His dad was a cobbler and a tie maker. No, he would make pies and shoes and ties.
Pies and ties.
Yeah. It's called pies and ties. And people are like, yeah, do you have like cobbler? He's like, actually, that's just the name I sell shoes.
I also sell shoes. I hate cobbler.
And we don't actually make pies and we don't make ties. It's only shoes. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll leave then.
Pies and ties shoes.
How's business, Adam Sr.? Not good, Margaret. Seems everybody wants pies and ties these days. Nobody's buying a pair of shoes in this economy. Have you thought about changing the name of the store? Why don't you suck my fucking dick?
Suck my cock.
Get the fucking... Get out of here. Go back to your purse kiosk in the mall where my store is.
That's true. My parents both worked at the mall growing up.
No, that's just another lady.
No.
That's Margaret from the...
That's my mother, Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Your real mother.
No.
Hidden from you because she outshone your father in business.
That's right.
Acumen.
She's,
She was selling pies.
She sold cell phone cases. Mm-hmm. Bedazzled cell phone cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want shirts, folks, you can check out.
Come.town.
Yeah.
Also, I'm in Philadelphia next weekend. I'm starting to... Those fucking shows are back, baby. I'm going to be at the Philly Punchline October 1st through Thursday to fucking Saturday. I'm going to be after that in Worcester, Massachusetts on the 10th. And then I'm doing Soul Joel's show in Reading, Pennsylvania. And then Halloween weekend, good old motherfucking McGoobie's Joke House, baby. So go to stabby.biz/... tour. I'm going to be touring, and then I'm also selling shirts.